I thought of so many questions before this because my mind just is always going, right? Always going. So I'm like, okay, this might be your most viral fucking.
Don't put pressure on it.
This might be your most viral.
And Miss California wouldn't ask these type of questions. They would just.
I believe you. I believe you. Just make sure to talk into the podcast.
How many times?
We already started recording, but.
That's what I was going for.
Why do we have to
hang
wait?
Hang on.
Is this, bro? This is Yoel's Hangouts podcast, guys.
Okay, hang on.
We're going to have authentic conversation, uncomfortable conversation. I don't care.
No.
All right.
You just going to say that again. What did you just say?
We have uncomfortable conversation.
Get your last one in so that way we can.
What'd you say?
I'm going to start right now.
Get your last one in.
What?
Oh, man, I don't want those eyes on me.
No, just say that.
Say what?
What did you just ask me?
Welcome to Yoel's Hangouts podcast. I'm your host, Yoel. First and foremost, make sure to like it, subscribe it, you know what I'm saying? Follow it. You know, we talk about raw shit, we curse, you know, so the algorithm suppresses it a little bit more. So we need all the help we can get. We need all the support we can get to keep it authentic, to keep it real. And keep it, you know, just keep it fun. So, you know, we need all the support that we can get from you guys. And we really do notice it. I notice it, especially. And you know, I really appreciate it because I'm kind of behind the scenes. Co-host, Clifton, Henry, in the flesh. We got a guest, a first timer, Bailey. What's good?
What's up?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome.
Thank
to
you
Los
for
Angeles
having
podcast.
Me. Of yeah, course. Thank you.
Of course. And we got executive producer. You guys already know who he is, Albert, up in this mug. You know what I'm saying? We out here. Bailey, first of all, you are on Yoel's Hangouts podcast. This is the epitome of your career. Welcome. You know, you've really made it. So, you know, for those who don't know who you are, there's probably not a ton out there. You know, give your little spiel of who you are, what you've done, because you have a really cool resume. And, you know, I kind of wanted you to wait to say it, and you know, because I want to hear it. You know, it seems like you've done a lot.
Sure,
so go for it.
I can start out with saying I wear a lot of hats. I could definitely say that. I do direct. I go from director to location scout to being the main actress. Okay. So I've made my own independent little short films. I've done that. I have modeled a lot internationally and nationally. I have been in many beauty queen pageants. I have the honor to say that I've held 3 Miss California titles. And... And also rodeo queen titles, which brought me into the beauty queen titles. It's like being a beauty queen, but with your horse, you know?
Got it. It seems like the same demo, like show.
Mm-hmm. Beauty queen with your horse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the horse is the beauty queen or you're the beauty queen on the horse? I'm just trying to get it.
We don't have a lot of beauty queen judges.
Yeah, I'm just.
We don't have
to
a lot of
this.
Beauty pageants in the hood, so you gotta help Cliff out.
Wait, that's a serious question.
That's a very serious question.
I'm dead serious.
Bailey gave me the evil horses.
Okay, if that's a serious question, I will give you a serious answer.
Thank you.
Okay, so, in the rodeo queen industry, so y'all know like the NFR, right?
Yeah, she
then
what do you know?
Am I speaking like a different language? Is this
NFL,
hey, I've been on the NFL network as well. I can say that too.
Nice, okay.
But yes, so when I first started doing rodeo queen pageants, your horse is definitely involved.
Okay.
So your horse definitely partakes. And if your horse is bad, that's going to affect the judgment on you yourself.
Gotcha.
They're not judging the horse. They're judging you. But they'll also judge you on how you react to your horse.
Got it.
So if you're carrying like the American flag, so at the NFR, they have the opening like ceremony.
What does it stand for?
R stands for rodeo.
National Rodeo Federation.
At least you know that.
National Federation of Rodeos.
What's no? The, what's that's some points though. Let's give him some points.
National Field Rodeo.
I don't know.
National Federation of Rodeo. National Foundation.
You got me all confused now. What? No, the NFR. Okay, so now it's called the Wrangler NFR because the Wrangler, you know, Wrangler jeans, yeah. Wrangler, yeah. The brand, yeah. Is the main sponsor. Yeah.
I mean, shout out.
You know what?
It's a verb too. Like, you know, you wrangle what? Things. Like.
No, it's. Like is you that, wrangle, that's hey, spelled
let me,
differently.
Hey, let me wrangle my homies. Like, let me gather
but
them.
But that's
like,
spelled differently, isn't it?
Whenever you ever
it?
Said that.
No, isn't it?
No, so. It's not spelled
with a W.
Yeah.
It's with a W.
Not a, just an R, no, A. No,
it's a verb. It's a verb.
Yes. Okay. It's still spelled with
there's like a Jeep.
Okay, so it's the Wrangler. See? Look closer.
We forgive you.
Look, okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
Take your time.
The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. So these guys go to different PRCA rodeos, which stand for Professional Rodeo Association, okay, right? The Professional Rodeo Circuit Association all around the world. Wyoming, Oklahoma, California. We even have some in our own hometown. In Norco, we have our PRCA Norco Mounted Posse Rodeo. And so you have to qualify to get into the NFR.
Okay.
So the NFR is the National Finals Rodeo.
So that's where I guess you can call it state for high school. I'm not trying to like downplay it or anything.
It's national.
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest of the big for rodeo.
So as far as staying on a horse, like the longest, like rodeo type, like you hold on to this thing and then
on a horse. So yeah. That would be a bronc.
Oh, never mind.
Are you modeling? No.
You're correct. So,
rodeo, right?
Yes, yeah. So that would be bronc riding.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're talking about a horse, that's bronc riding.
Okay.
So you said staying on a horse.
Yeah. So what competition, like what was the activity that was done that you won at? Like what were you doing? Just like going around, like showing the horse, jumping.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. Okay. No. Rodeo queen. Being a rodeo queen is being the queen of that rodeo. So like if I went for San Bernardino, which I have, and I did not win anything.
Fuck
I could say
we
that.
You don't like them anyway.
Losers.
Fuck them. They don't know what you're telling them.
I can say, you know, I can, you know, you win some, you lose some, whatever.
I don't.
But I think I've won more than lost.
Wait, so is it like, all right, let's come back. Is it like homecoming
yeah, let's
queen?
Back to, yeah, yeah, rodeo? Yeah. Thank you.
Basically.
Way bigger
but
than
way
that.
Big, I mean,
well,
but
no, no,
course,
no.
What, not
yeah.
that
as far as the metrics that are used to
ceremonially
and progress in this competition, what are the metrics? What is the activity that is used to progress in this competition? Like, what are they looking for? What are you doing?
Okay, so like I
hey,
said,
today I'm
so,
going to do what you did to win that. What do I do in the competition?
Okay, so oh my gosh, it's been a while.
It's all good. Take
it
your time.
It actually has been a while since I was like a rodeo queen, and then I turned into the beauty queen and then modeling and acting and stuff like that. But okay, so rodeo queen pageant, you have a personal interview. You have a stand up in front of all of the audience speech. It's about like a 3-minute speech, I would say.
Okay.
And then this is where the horse comes in. You have a pattern that you have to do with the horse. Mm. And then you're given a flag, and you have a flag boot, which is connected to your stirrup, which you probably don't understand that language either, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you? What is it? What is it?
It's the little thing on the back of the boot. The little.
Nope.
No, that's a spur.
Yes.
Spur.
Dang it.
Look how many points
he knows that
getting.
From like video games.
Nick used to watch Western.
Stirrup's where you put your feet in.
No, look how many points he's getting.
So isn't,
no.
it, isn't it the thing that's like basically on the
okay,
the saddle?
Yeah, the stirrup is like
it's
what
on
you
the saddle, right?
Right. Yeah, you put your feet in and that's what you ride in. Yeah. The spurs are with the rowels, okay? You know, and you get it to go.
Okay, that's so what do you so what do you do with the flag?
Okay, so you got your flag boot, you put it in, and you make a lap around the arena. And
you got to do it with swag. You got to do it cool to get like better points type vibes.
You can add some swag. I mean, sure, why not?
No, I mean, like, yeah. What do you have to do? You just can't fall off, and then you win that.
Oh, department? You definitely can't fall off.
No. So what is a good way to do that?
Like, what
will give me a lot of points?
You know what? That comes back to your question. I guess your horse is judged, because if you come up with a big flag, I'm talking about like y'all know how like you put a big like American flag, yeah, like in mm-hmm. your front yard or like whatever. So it's the same thing as that. So you're bringing in a big like wobbly flapping flag. And you're bringing it to your horse, and it's, what if your horse is like, whoa, 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 hang on, like, what is like that? It, yeah. Right? It's like, or what is that? Out. So then you might get marked down points. Mm-hmm. You might. But if you handle it well.
And if you've compensate in other areas of the competition, mm-hmm. you might be okay.
Yeah, like if you handle it well, yeah, and you handle your horse well, and you're like, no, it's okay. And you have the flag, and you run your lap around the arena, and you got the flag, and you do it, then
you're good. What got you started in this? Like, did you grow up in a family that was into this? Did you grow up where it was going on? Like, I'm just curious, like, how does one even understand this or get into it?
Yeah, my mom actually, okay, so my dad grew up in Huntington Beach. My dad was like a surfer kind of guy. My mom was also based in Huntington Beach, but she had her horses in Huntington Beach. And she used to ride English, which is different than Western. Do you guys get that?
No. Please educate us. I'm curious.
Oh my gosh. Easy. Okay. 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 So my mom did English. So, you know, jumping.
Yeah.
Jumping. Huntsie. It's a different kind of saddle, different kind of bridle, different kind of breed of horse.
Got it.
Different kind of everything, the whole vibe.
Got it.
Okay. So English is very like thoroughbred, warm blood. Or even if you want to go and say, like, you have an appendix. So an appendix is a mix between a quarter horse and a thoroughbred, which is perfect for the quarter horse circuit, which is the AQHA circuit that I grew up on and I grew up showing in, and very well for hunt seat. So you've got the tall horse, the good mover, yada, 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 you know. Wow. So that's what my mom used to do. She used to do hunt seat, and she used to jump. And so I guess it's
in the family.
In my blood. Wow. Yeah, I guess it's in my blood. But I'm like more Western now, because I'm like, I've done every discipline in the equestrian theme, I guess you can say, besides like dressage, just, you know, like,
now you
definitely don't know what that is, right? Dressage. Like, I'm not even gonna explain that, time, so what my goal is,
so that's who, so you are. I love it.
Yeah, so that's like how I'm rooted.
Got it.
And I've never been like materialistic. I moved to Hollywood when I was 19 years old. I brought my horse with me.
How?
Okay.
Where?
In your apartment?
It's not that hard to bring a horse.
I wish.
To Hollywood?
I wish. I've actually brought
Where are you parking that?
I've actually brought my horse in my house before.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
There's farms in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Maybe up in the hills?
Yeah, like stables and shit, yeah.
In the hills?
There's tons.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's tons.
How do you?
And the hills, I guess. Yeah, my bad.
Well, they have. I'll take you riding. I'll take you riding. They've got
kind of scared of horses.
They've got like a rental facility.
Yeah, they don't like
Okay, so when I was 19, I moved out all on my own. I got my own little studio, right? Not even like an apartment. Like, I had my own little studio, little bathroom to itself, little kitchen to itself, and then my bedroom, okay? And my mom surprised me one day, and she pulls up with the truck and trailer. And I'm like, what? What are you doing? And she has my horse, like my main horse.
Where did you put the horse?
I'll tell you. I'm gonna
tell you. Did you ride your horse from home? Because implying
when you
moved to Hollywood, I'm not envisioning you up in the hills. Were you in the hills in the studio?
Well, Griffith Park, yes.
Griffith Park,
yes.
So you were up there,
yeah.
And a studio, mm-hmm. They have studio apartments up there.
I'm sure they do.
No. I lived in Hollywood, okay, but my horse was boarded.
Nigga, it's like she had it in her fucking like garage. Like,
I know she didn't have it in the garage. Do you? Say that.
I wish.
I don't know. You're trying to be bro, like, bro.
Didn't I say they had like
at home? I got them in my own backyard right now. Psh, what are you talking about?
Well, right now, yeah, you live in the cuts. You live in nowhere. You live in. I don't even know where you live. I can spot on a map.
Horsetown, USA is making its name. Watch.
What's it called?
Watch.
Horsetown, USA.
Horsetown, USA.
Is that what they call it?
You have to come visit.
I'm down.
You guys, y'all should actually come.
I'm with it.
How many points am I going to get like for knowing like what a spur and shit?
No, you got so far 2 points, I think, right? Yeah.
What if he wears a do-rag?
It's 2 points enough, though.
Like, can you wear a do-rag? Like, or is he going to scare the white people there?
No, I would look good. I would look really good in that.
In a do-rag? Yes. Do you have another one?
Bet money.
If you put that on right now.
You going to put that on?
How much?
Not money.
I'm not money. I was just saying.
You can't tease me with money.
Would you really put a do-rag on, though?
That'd be fun.
I'm going to get you.
Wait, hang on.
Have you ever worn a do-rag?
She's dated black guys.
Hold up.
She's like, hold on. Don't expose me.
Okay, so y'all see my hair?
Yeah.
Do you think it's real?
No, it's not real because of your roots.
He has sisters.
That's real.
It don't look
you
real
just
to me.
Lost a point.
Really?
You just lost a point.
Damn, bro. Wait, why is he scoring and losing points? Like, what are you trying to win? No.
I'm keeping points. I'm gonna give you points and you points too. So I'm.
It's fun to give him points.
So we're still at zero.
So you're at 1 point. You just lost one.
We're at zero.
I stay losing. You're at zero. I think I'm negative.
Yeah.
Which is cool. All right. Well, let's stay on track. Because in the beginning, I like to do a little bit of news for me and for, you know, the audience or the guests here. A couple things that I thought were interesting, were funny. Let's see. Okay. NYU students managed to get their organic chemistry professor fired for being too hard, like the class being too hard. The professor, Maitland Jones Jr., wrote an influential textbook on the subject and had a long career at Princeton before landing at NYU, but he was dismissed by the university after 82 of his 350 students signed a petition against him last spring. Fellow chemistry professors and some other students came to his defense, sparking a debate over just who was to blame for struggling students. But Jones said, "I don't want my job back."
Can y'all believe
that he got fired? And it wasn't even a majority poll. Isn't that interesting? 82 out of the 350.
First of all, I don't blame him for not wanting to go back.
I thought you were going to say 82 out of 100. I was like, nigga, that's more than that's more than enough. Bro. Got you. On some real shit, them niggas soft as fuck.
Bro,
they want an excuse to fucking nigga, stop.
That's what happens
when
you pay a lot of money too. You're like, dude, I paid a lot of money, man. Like, I gotta get an A. I gotta, you know what I'm saying?
I guarantee you all 82 of them niggas was just like fucking lollygagging, not really doing much, and that's why the fuck they, you know what I'm saying, they
or it's too liberal of an environment.
Corny.
NYU, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just thinking like it's too tough. It's like what was organic chemistry? Those are usually
tough class.
It's like, what do you expect it to be? Organic chemistry is like, it's a science.
Don't take the class. Yeah.
Wait, it looks like you do athletics. What is that? What's that ring?
Oh, no, this is for my business.
Oh.
Championship
ring. Oh, okay.
Stop playing with us.
Okay.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I was going to bring you in like, what?
That's funny.
Okay, so.
So what do you think about that?
He's on Asian basketball.
Any thoughts about?
Yeah, any thoughts about that? Or do you care? If you don't care, I was going to say something. I actually have another interesting news thing that you'll have some context on. It'll be
okay, what?
I was going to say some racist shit when she said your ring. I was going to say you won a Chinese championship. Basketball championship.
Damn. We stay racist out
Yeah, we
here.
Stay doing shit like that.
But we can take it. We can take it.
I wouldn't say that.
This don't hurt us.
Oh my God, it would never.
Okay, so Bros star Billy Eichner. You know Bros? Have you heard of that movie? Bros?
Heard of it.
Okay, no worries. I'll read it and then you'll have context.
Okay.
Okay, so essentially what this is, and then I'll read this. It's a movie about essentially like a gay couple, and it's very LGBT.
Now I know what you're talking about.
But it's like not okay. Like, you know how like usually gay people are like maybe on the side or like it's kind of like adjacent to like different narratives. This was like an actual like gay rom-com, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So Bro star Billy Eichner said that straight people, especially in certain parts of the country, didn't show up to his LGBT romantic comedy, leading to a disappointing opening weekend. The film fizzled at the box office this weekend, opening in fourth place with a slim 4.8 million gross from 3,350 locations. Though Bros carried a modest 22 million production budget, it will likely struggle to achieve profitability. Considering its disappointing debut. Even so, Bros has earned glowing approval from critics and audience. The polling remains strong. Universal will hope that word of mouth provides some strength of staying power for the film in the coming weeks. Jesus Christ. I like take bits and pieces. Just struggle. A lot of people are saying, hey, you know, I feel like this movie was made for an agenda because there's an agenda like LGBTQ. Like they feel like there's like an agenda. Other people are saying there are like straight people or like a lot of the country, you know, just didn't really connect to like a gay, you know, romantic comedy. Like romantic comedies are already kind of like pushed towards, I feel like, women and stuff. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's just like, it's just, you know, it's a really competitive market now in movies and film and theaters. So it's tough to really, like, a very niche type of a movie is going to struggle. So, I mean, what do you think? Why do you think it flopped?
Did you say you think it flopped?
Why do you think it flopped? So it did flop as of now.
It did flop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean... Yeah, that's actually a hard subject.
Were they trying to get to go mainstream?
I mean, they were trying to at least make their money back. I mean, they did opening weekend. I feel like it's the biggest indicator. Like they did 4.8 million,
which is not good.
They spent a modest 22 million, and they showcased it in 3,350 locations, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, dude, I think someone was saying like their marketing budget was 40 million.
Wow.
Like it was just
so they
like,
tried.
They tried They'd, to push it. Like it wasn't like one of those things that they're just like, oh, you know, this is like no. They made it and then they freaking like tried to push it.
Okay. Well, I mean, the LGBT isn't for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people who do support the LGBT and people who don't. So it's kind of like. It's not even, we don't even know the ratio. We don't even know the percentage of, it's not a 50-50. It's not like half of us are gay and half of us are straight or in the middle, bi, like bisexual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you can't even reflect off of those numbers because... You don't know. You put a film out there like that. Yeah. It's kind of...
Well, I guess they found out, low key.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough. Well, also, like, what I think about is, like, you know, there's supporting, you know, LGBT communities. But the thing is, even if you support those communities, even if you like those communities, putting your money up to watch a movie about it is a little bit different than just supporting it, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I agree.
Do I want to pay to be entertained by something that is that, you know, I might be gay or, you know, I might not even know. I support this community.
Yeah.
But do I really want to pay my own dollars to watch it? That's mm-hmm. like, that's, I mean, people are very, you know, greedy with their time, right? Like if they're going to do something, they want to really enjoy it. So it's like the percentage of people that are going to want to go and spend their money and spend their time watching that is, I feel like, a very niche demographic. Even if it's not even necessarily that they don't support the practice or whatever, maybe other types of people, it's just, I mean, do they want to be entertained by it? That's a whole nother conversation, right? You know? So,
yeah, man, I don't know what they're going for. I mean, because the thing is, I don't even like going out to watch straight movies, right? So it's like, unless it's going to be something where I'm like, the experience would be so much different in theater rather than watching it at home whenever it comes out. Like, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't a lot have to do with like marketing.
Like, they marketed the hell out of it.
I know, but then like, who are they marketing for? What were they?
I mean, 40 million, I think they were just blanketing. Like, because the thing is, they have so much money, and I'm sure they ran the demographics. I'm sure they retargeted. They used digital advertising. I don't necessarily think it was like lack of marketing. Like, I saw ads for it. I saw a lot of ads for it. So they were showing it to like a ton of people. Like, it's not like people like saw the ads and were like, yeah, or didn't see the ads or didn't. Like, a lot of people knew it was like at least kind of adjacently saw the movie or like, you know, saw it advert. I saw it like advertised on like Hulu, you know, social media was talking about it.
Yeah, I think I did see it a couple times. I think that's where I saw it as well.
So, you know, it's not like people, but like the thing is, I saw that and I wasn't like, dude, I can relate. You know what's funny? I was watching Silicon Valley. Have you seen that show? Silicon Valley?
No, I haven't. No,
have you seen Silicon Valley?
I know it's talking about that.
So it's interesting. Yeah. It's about the life of people in Silicon Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's all nerds because they're all coders. They're all, you know, computer scientists. And I watched a couple of episodes. It was really interesting. And then like I started to feel like uncomfortable. You know how you see somebody uncomfortable that makes you uncomfortable? I watched those nerds on that show for like 5 hours straight, right? Like maybe I watched like like 5 to 6 episodes, right? And I started to feel weird. I started to feel how they acted, like very, you know how like someone's awkward, like nerds and stuff. They're like awkward. They don't know how to look at you and stuff just like that.
Socially awkward.
It's like a lot of times we want to identify with the people we're looking at in films. Like a lot of straight people don't want to see themselves in a film about, you know, a gay couple or gay hookups because they want to hook up with a girl. So they don't, that's not like a draw. Like we want to, like a lot of dudes like action movies because we like to feel like we're like that. You can't relate to it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of people can't relate to it. Girls can't relate. Like straight girls can't relate to it. And straight guys can't really relate to it. Dude, that's a huge demographic right there. Straight dudes and straight girls. Yeah. Some might say that's the majority of people. It is the majority of people. You know, so that's another thing. So
you think
that's what I think. That's my hypothesis.
They made a bigger budget than what they thought that they would get.
I think so.
Back. So
I think it should have been.
I agree with you. Film. I agree with you because, I mean, can I say this? Like, not everyone's gay.
Yeah.
So what? Not. What? Not everyone's gay. Should I say that again? But
you're proud of it. I'm not gay. But, and not everyone's gay. I didn't realize this. You're not gay.
So it's not a full-on audience that you're attracting in. It's only a portion of the people. You know,
and do gays like movies? I was talking to Sam. Sam's my.
I'm
my
sure they do.
I've never heard of him talk about a movie. I don't know. Maybe he's not the representation of all gays, but I don't know.
He might be. No, it's fine. Ooh, he's their god. No, it's fine.
He's our friend. He's my roommate.
Oh, I'm all
my
roommate.
Sam's cool.
Okay. So yeah, that's an interesting.
I mean, it's kind of niche, you know. So it's like,
yeah, it's hella niche.
So it's like, what do you expect it to be mainstream? If, and it's not that people don't want to support it or they don't like it. It's just kind of like, this is not something I normally would watch.
It's just not your interest.
I got a question.
If you're not gay, yeah, like then it's not your interest, really.
Yeah, you know, no offense. If there was a movie about like rodeos, I don't think I would be like.
Exactly. And it's not.
I've seen documentaries against rodeos.
It's not that we're judgmental against somebody who is gay or straight, or if you like rodeo or not, if you know a rodeo even is, you know, you're not. You're not in that industry of that environment.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. The environment.
Question.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right?
I don't know why.
Question.
I don't know why Cliff is acting shy all of a sudden.
I'm not acting shy.
Question. He has a question.
You know what's funny? I actually wasn't going to comment on this shit.
Why?
because I just didn't want to. But I had a, now I have a question. You know what I'm saying? You know, listening to you guys. Who were the actors?
So it's Billy Eichner. I think he's a TikToker. So he like does street interviews. And
okay,
stuff.
Other than him, who was the other actor?
I don't know.
So first off, I don't know if you know this. I know you didn't watch it. This is what I think. I feel like number one, these actors are not even well known, right? That's number one.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Let's be honest. There was a movie similar to this that came out way back in the days, Brokeback Mountain. That shit actually did fairly well.
It's not a gay movie, though.
Wait.
Yes, it is.
It's not a gay movie.
Points. There is some gay activity in that movie.
This is the thing.
It was. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
That is way different than this.
Wait, what did you say?
Yes, I took a sexuality in film class about that movie.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, from what I've heard.
Say it again. What movie?
I didn't even watch it.
No. Hang on.
It is way different.
What movie? Say it again. Okay, points. Sorry, points.
No point.
Points.
You can give him points.
Horses.
Okay. Why are you giving him points?
Wait, it was Heath Ledger, right?
Yeah.
Freaking love him. Heath Ledger.
So the movie was not gay.
Okay, well, first of all.
We know Heath
two
is...
And two huge, like not even like big, two huge actors, one.
Right.
Two, yeah. The movie was not all about, like the movie Bros or whatever is, everyone knows, hey, this is about gay dudes. Like this isn't. There's no like him finding it out. Like
yeah,
him
keeping what it in is closet. Brokeback Mountain about? Is what I'm.
It's about like
it's them a love going story.
In, yeah, not
about
kind
two
of,
men,
but it's not two obvious.
Men. Yeah,
that's the same shit.
It's not a love story. It's.
But it's not.
It's about
the same
them
shit.
In front. It's about country. Yeah, exactly.
Before you
it's
buy your tickets,
more, it's a little
right?
bit more complex.
Like,
yeah, it's complex.
It's,
and
it
I think
ends
that's
up being
what
very gay.
Watching.
I'm not saying it.
So that's a gay movie,
bro. Okay, you have not seen the movie.
I have not.
Speak on it.
I have not.
I've never been so proud of how did we turn into talking about gay movies?
The reason why I threw that out there. Let me finish my point and then let's move on. The reason why I brought this up is
we're gonna talk about crypto.
Based on what I heard, it was a gay movie, right? And I know the actors that was in Brokeback Mountain are big actors. That's why I asked, are these guys big actors?
I think that's a fair point.
I'm saying you gotta think about that too. Like people don't even know them niggas like
are there big gay actors?
Yeah, I think so.
Who?
Name I don't one. Remember, but
name
I'm pretty sure.
Name one gay big actor.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Well, I think
is.
That's part of the issue, right? Maybe this is the movie that starts to, you know, get bigger gay actors out there. Who knows?
Or maybe do we need to look at it like it's a gay actor? I mean, it could be. We should look at it like this is an actor. If he's gay, he's
playing
gay. If
he's
straight,
an
he's
actor.
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
also,
if
the story
if I had
wasn't
to play...
very complex. Like when the thing about Brokeback
Mountain,
yeah, it didn't
look
like
a good movie.
Yeah, like. The thing about Brokeback Mountain, okay, cool. It ends up being these guys end up being gay, right? But it's like an interesting progression, and it's an interesting story. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's relative to Bros, where it's like, okay, this is a romantic comedy. Guy is into girl, they hook up, they end up having a problem, and then they might end up together. Cool.
And also,
that's not Brokeback Mountain. Put some respect on Brokeback Mountain,
bro. I can't put respect on anything because I haven't seen either
I know,
one of them.
I agree.
And I wouldn't, but I was just trying to
well,
like
trying
you know figure
you,
this out, dissect
saw,
it a little bit.
Saw the movie.
I got you. Let's move on.
You're just on that. You're just on that like Western cowboy theme now.
I know.
Like,
watch the movie.
It just came to mind. It just came to mind. Hey now, girls.
So my sexuality and films teacher, he actually said that movie's about sexual repression.
Brokeback Man?
Yeah.
I don't care what he said. Let's move on.
Yeah, that was like a long time of talking about that. Okay.
What do you want to talk about? I don't know. This is funny. I love talking about things that people don't want to talk about. It's fun. Okay, so this is a fun one for me. Okay, these are all, by the way, from most of these are from Morning Brew or from just other news. Just want to get that out there before they like shut me down or something. In a cautionary tale for all influencers, Kim Kardashian will pay $1.26 million to settle an SEC investigation into her allegedly shady promotion of the crypto asset Ethereum Max. You hear that, Cliff?
Yeah, I actually heard about that.
According to the SEC, Kim Kardashian failed to disclose a $250,000 payment she received for June 2021 Instagram story promoting the crypto asset, thereby violating a U.S. law that requires people promoting securities to disclose if they were paid to do so. There's more that is coming. They started at the top. you know, we've had some experience with SEC. They start at the top. Mm-hmm. And then they come down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Start, what do you guys think about that? Top,
now we hear.
You think they're going after? At you think the they're going to go after everybody?
Well, they're going to go after who they can catch. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm happy that they're doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there, celebs, you know, gurus, a ton of different people that's out here snaking and playing people. You feel Facts. Me? Like, because they have that, you can say that clout. You know what I'm saying? And people believe in them and trust them and shit like that. So I don't think it's fair for them to take advantage of people like that for some dollars. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit.
Yeah.
So obviously she didn't disclose it for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because she knew that shit was like cap. It was like fraud. So
yeah.
Not fraud, but like she knew that shit was going to tank.
Yeah. She or she didn't even know.
Like, it could be that she didn't know.
She knew.
No, because
I mean them niggas know.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Bro, though. She's a billionaire, bro. So either she way, knows. She's stupid. She has people she has in her business, corner. Yeah, she's and she has people in her corner. She
knows. Even if she didn't know, she should have known.
If she was a nigga like me or you, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Hip. She's up there, nigga. She got people, too. Bro. Stop playing with me.
If we're
Stop
hip, it. She should be hip.
Stop it.
Right. But what do you think?
No, I was going to say, like, you know, she's a celebrity and she wants to put her name on things. But the thing is, she may not know. And the thing is, maybe her manager's... I'm going to become Bailey's manager. She just said it earlier this evening.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding.
but you know, the thing
I
is...
I might have.
Sometimes your managers give you bad intel. Sometimes they're not researching things. Sometimes, like, you know, you just go... You're flown with whatever... They're telling you, and the things you don't do any research, you have no idea how it works, and you're just kind of endorsing things because that's just what you do.
But like, there's ton of celebrities out there doing that scammy ass shit. Now, she ain't the first one.
I'm not saying she's innocent,
and she ain't gonna be the last one. You know what I'm saying? I know, but I'm saying she's not the first or the last. She saw what's up. She saw an opportunity to make some money.
Who knows?
She probably even got paid more than that, and by multiple. You know what I'm saying? Like for sure. You know what I'm saying? This is just like. They just now, you know, I'm saying, investigating type shit. You feel me? She probably made way more money than that. But it's like, yo, like,
I'm gonna be honest, she's smart girl.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't trust none of them.
She went to law school. Like, if anyone should know her.
You feel me?
And she has hella business managers.
Do you think she went like on her own How do you say cognizance? Cognizance, right?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Cognizance.
Do I think she went on her own cognizance?
I don't know. Cut that part out.
No, we're not cutting anything out.
Yeah, we can't cut.
You think she went on her own
cognizance?
Life? It's a blonde woman. It's okay. Everyone has it. No,
you just lost a point. You just lost a point.
Back at zero.
I'm
back at one.
Cognizance.
Do you think she was cognizant of the fact that there was a law? Maybe.
No, I'm saying. Do you think that was her decision, or do you think she wanted to follow in her dad's footsteps
to go to law school
and get some like publicity out of that and be like, oh, Kim's going to school for this, and like what do you think about that? Do you think she actually went for herself, or do you think she went to go in her father's name?
I think that she did it for, I mean, she obviously looked up to her dad, and you know, a lot of the times the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean, look at you and your mom, is that fair to say? So I think for her it was kind of a way, one, to, you know, show homage, and two, you know, I feel like she's an alpha girl. She's an alpha woman. She wants that power. She likes that power. So it's like a double whammy.
So
she wanted to know how to snake Kanye of his kids. Ooh! No.
So she wanted to show, look, I'm boss woman. I could be a lawyer too.
Hell yeah. What the
like,
fuck?
I know what's up. I know the laws. I know this. I know that. Hell I know this. I can...
It's a power
move. I can rule it all. Rule it all, right? Like it's exactly. Power move.
Yeah.
Rule it all.
Although in fairness, right? I will say someone that's in their, you know, they're in late teens to like early 20s, who knows what the hell they want to do at that point anyway. So the thing is, you're following the footsteps of one of your parents because you think it's a prestigious opportunity.
Okay, but she did that.
She did what?
She did it recently. She got her.
She's way older.
Right. I mean,
she's way older than that.
She got into the limelight. Right. She got into the limelight very early because her father was very high profile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As an attorney in a huge case.
Mm-hmm. And he was a successful attorney.
So
I think it was a publicity stunt. Everything she does is a publicity stunt.
But then what drove her in the first place to do so many publicity stunts?
Oh, just because of her dad. Like, you know.
But then easier publicity.
And then Kanye is I think, is a very powerful man. So going to school.
Are you team Kanye or Kim?
Huh?
Are you team Kanye or Kim?
This is controversial. Stop this now.
Why?
I'm just playing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm capping.
Are you kidding?
It was a joke.
What? Say it again.
Now I said this.
He lost the point with me. I wasn't even going to talk about this.
Oh, you're negative one with you. I'm going to
fight you. Negative one? You want to fight me? Nigga, run it.
You're saying you don't want to talk. I want you to talk, man. Express yourself.
God damn, nigga can't even.
You team Kanye or Kim?
Oh, 100%. You already know it was Goody Bear.
Who?
Kanye, man. That's my guy. Man. Come on, man. That's my guy, man.
I mean, I appreciate all of Kanye's work. And I love all this stuff. But as we were joking about it earlier, we're like, those kids are screwed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sad part about all this thing, because it's entertaining for all
of
us. Are
they screwed more than Kim?
Kanye's funny to me. He's hilarious.
Probably worse.
I don't think more.
She's about to say Kim Kardashian. Go ahead.
Kanye.
Oh, okay. Kanye. Okay. Okay. I knew I liked
unanimous.
I knew Kardashians.
She said, I was like, oh, shit. I didn't know where she was going.
Kardashians don't hate on me, but
they don't watch our podcast.
I know
the Kardashians.
I know Kanye is a very spiritual person,
okay,
and he has different beliefs. And I know people who know him personally, and I'm kind of with him on that. He's kind of outer body experience, like not of this world, almost. If that makes sense to you guys,
okay. Not of this world.
Okay.
Like, he an alien.
Now we can go real deep in this if you want. Okay. Now with Kim,
he's a drag, huh?
With Kim, that's different because she's just
there.
Okay, you said it.
She's just there.
Okay, you said it. At this point, I didn't say it. You said it. You said it.
She knows the drama that she has with Kanye is the only thing that's making her significant. She can pretend like, I just want our relationship to be good and healthy. No, you don't. You love it. That's the only thing that's making you relevant.
On some real shit, though, she could do a lot to stay relevant.
Yeah.
She can.
But the thing is, this, really?
But this
Skims?
Is very she could put out another sex
Skims?
Tape with
she could do that. She could Skims? Fuck with another nigga.
That's not going to make her relevant.
No,
that's going to make her rich.
That's
going to be a ton of shit.
No, that's just reality.
Her becoming more rich means that she.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to talk about this.
In order to make her rich, people got to be talking about you. People got to be, you know what I'm saying, putting money, you know what I'm saying, spending money.
Her business just has to be good.
No, I have
what I'm saying is like
so
super, like there's people that are rich, bro, that are not relevant.
And
there's no correlation.
A lot of them want to keep it that way.
I get
too,
that.
On top exactly. Of that.
But yeah,
so
that's
my
why
thing
you don't
is
hear
like,
about
for her
it.
To go viral, for her to be like the talk of the town, it's not going to be with money. It's going to be her having like scandals and shit like that. That's how she came on the sex tapes.
That's what I'm talking
show
about.
Show that was yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
legit said that. I feel like
yeah.
So the kids are going to be screwed.
I feel like
that's my point. The kids are going to be screwed.
But yeah,
because they know they're being.
It's sad. It's sad.
You know they're low key pawns in like the way to like make them go viral.
Damn, don't call them pawns.
Okay, so out of all of the Kardashians and the Jenners, who's your favorite?
Out of the Kardashians and the Jenners?
I don't even really understand that question.
I like...
Aren't they all the same?
Kourtney has a... Like, I have a heart for Kourtney for sure. And then...
I'm all.
And then Kendall. Kourtney. Kendall seems normal, but she's just as crazy as everyone else.
Kendall?
But at least she acts normal. So that's probably my top two.
So, okay, Kourtney...
I have a sister,
Kourtney
too.
Kourtney and Kendall are your faves.
Do you watch that show, by the way?
Yes.
So you stay up to date with all.
Yeah, she's hip.
Okay, so Kourtney.
I'm an active indulger.
Kendall.
And Kendall.
No, yeah. I'm talking about
Kendall. Okay. Points on, I'll tell you in a second. But let me hear you first.
This is like your zodiac. Like, this tells more about you than when you were born.
Actually, I don't watch any
what,
of it.
What, me?
No, like, which Kardashian?
I know.
That's why I like to ask.
Oh, I was like, I know you know what I am.
When I first started this podcast, my goal was to always ask people, do you like Trump and do you like Kanye? I didn't even like them back then or cared about them.
I
didn't
both.
Even give a shit.
Are
I didn't even
kidding?
Give a shit. But for me,
Trump.
I just like to ask, no, I just wanted to always Trump. Ask that question just to see where people stood
double
on,
up
right. And see what the rationale is for it. It's just very interesting.
Yeah.
You're never like, oh, he's okay. No,
you could always have you have to have an opinion.
Yeah, there's no like those, going around it. It's just interesting. But what were you gonna say? Bailey?
You want to
Yes.
I don't know where I stand on it because I don't watch any of their stuff. I'm aware that they exist, and I'm aware that they're like they're wildly popular for being popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally. But aside from that, I have no. I mean, like I know they have makeup. They're influential in
one girl, has makeup. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're influential in like women's like clothing and
each
like and getting them to have getting women to like feel bad about themselves and having surgeries. And I think
aww.
It's all a negative thing.
Oh,
I mean, the thing is, I mean, like, I don't
I
know.
Think
I
Chloe,
I feel
though,
you
mentioned, you mentioned Chloe, right?
No, I mentioned Kourtney and Kendall.
Oh, I thought, Oh, lost a point.
That's fine.
No, you won 1 point, but lost 1 point.
You like Chloe, huh?
No.
Oh.
Okay. No, wait, no. Wait, hang on.
Wait, she's asked you. She's asking
on, questions hang here. Courtney hang and Kendall. I'm you're asking, never going to. Okay, I'm asking. Sorry. I'm going to look in the camera. I'm asking the questions here.
She's the captain. She's the captain.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But okay, so you are team.
I'm team nobody because I don't watch any of their stuff. I'm just, I actually kind of feel bad for women that they watch this stuff because I mean, it makes people feel bad.
You're off camera.
Yeah.
So
are we?
No,
we're still rolling. But I mean, I feel bad for women because like they feel like they need to get surgeries, get their lips done, buy all this makeup, all this other stuff. And then the thing is, it's like,
you were beautiful should be before team this. Courtney. Like, what are you, like, then team Courtney. Yeah. Courtney didn't really.
Yeah, that's why I like Courtney.
She didn't do as much.
That's why I like Courtney, and that's why she didn't do actually, as much. That's actually a coincidence. Okay. The two girls that got the least plastic surgery I like.
Which, I mean, like, I don't watch them enough to even know exactly what she does or what she doesn't do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's my position in this thing.
Am I off camera?
You're good. You're on.
I'm good.
Are you 20 years old?
I'm not. I'm 19, so don't post this. Jesus.
Wait, that's the wrong one.
In a COVID age, that's fine, but it's all right. I'm not a germaphobe, it's fine.
Help me swim. Drink it.
Let's just get back to the show.
Drink it. What are you doing? It's not ice cream.
Yo, this is too funny. This is good. I didn't do anything.
You better hide that.
I did nothing. I did nothing.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you can ask him and then you give us your opinion about the Kardashians.
Now we are back to...
All right. Wrap it up and then I have a question. Or ask this nigga. Do you know anything? Wrap it up.
I have so much to say.
Yeah, all right, cool.
No, wrap it up as far as this segment, bro.
Yeah, wrap up the segment.
Wrap up the segment. What about the Kardashians?
Well, hang on. Don't show me on camera.
So, yeah, I stand with Al on this one. I don't watch none of this shit, so none of them.
I'm watching real shit.
Nah, it's not that I'm hard, bro. I just never
I got other stuff doing my time.
I don't watch it right now.
What
man.
Is
I had
that?
A little sister.
When,
I had a
little sister.
It's the same thing.
No, I mean,
this
not.
Is a little stronger.
No, that is. For sure.
Oh, maybe yeah,
that,
she just
that one it. I just poured it.
The ice didn't get a chance to melt into
it. Oh, God.
Bailey, I'm going to direct this towards you.
Okay.
You're with a guy. You're dating this guy. It's your boyfriend. Okay.
Oh, this is getting serious.
My boyfriend.
Close your eyes.
Oh,
close your eyes. So you're out in the club. It's dim light. You know, it's not too busy. But
you can hardly see him
because
he's black.
It's not too busy, but it's not too like vacant. Like it's a good vibe. It's a good LA like West Hollywood bar. Like lighting's good, vibes are good. There's like cool people there. Music's bumping. So you're chilling. Your man's behind you. You know, he's letting you lead because he's a gentleman. So this guy comes up to you that's not your boyfriend, right? He starts to spark up a conversation.
Uh-oh.
You know, he sparks up a conversation. He's yada yada. You know, he's kind of in your space. He's occupying your space. Your nigga's behind you. He's just kind of like chilling there, whatever it may be. But this guy's kind of like flirting with you a little bit. It's pretty obvious. It's getting more obvious with the seconds. And you guys are actively flirting. You're kind of flirting in a way that is like just kind of being polite, but this guy's actively flirting. What do you do in that scenario? Do you wait for your boyfriend to interrupt this, or are you gonna tell him, hey, can you back up? Who is gonna be the initiator with separating that interaction?
So
I love it.
I know.
Good job.
If I do have a boyfriend, y'all don't even know, but if I have a boyfriend, I'm going to know he's watching 24/7. So
interesting. It's interesting the way she answered that.
Right?
But keep talking.
So,
keep talking.
So, interesting. Right?
I already know where clips go
with
this.
So if I have... So yes, if I have a boyfriend and he's there in the club with me, right? I already know he's going to be watching me 24/7.
Okay.
So I'll be the first one to like be like... Okay, this is getting too flirty. Like this, you're in my personal space. Yada yada yada, and then like.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I need to flip this. I need to flip this. What do you think? I need to flip this before any of this. I need to flip this. Your boyfriend ain't there because of the way you answered the question.
What happened? He's not he ain't there. Oh,
but you got a boyfriend, but he ain't there though.
Okay,
let's use that scenario. Yeah.
Okay, so boyfriend is not there.
Yeah, he ain't watching this time.
Okay.
Unless you got so a drone outside, like
you're by yourself. You know, you got a couple homegirls. You got a couple homegirls there. You know, you're vibing.
Under the presumption your boyfriend won't know anything about this.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You're just vibing out. You're with your homegirls. You know, you guys went out. You guys wanted to have a good time. The music's bumping. You know, there's some country. I know you like that because you're into rodeo and shit. And then there's some hip hop. You know, I know you like
that's
that
funny.
Too.
That's funny. Actually, don't like country music.
Hip hop.
You don't know any country music?
None of that matters.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
I like old country.
I'm falling into her distractions.
Okay.
So you're at the club.
All right.
You know, you're bumping, you're vibing, and this nigga comes up to you. You know, you guys are kind of chopping it up. You know, you're flirting a little bit. He's kind of flirting.
He's witty. He's charming. He's witty. He's charming.
It's kind of fun.
Okay. Boyfriend's not there. Okay.
Yes.
So what are you doing? Are you kind of entertaining it? Are you kind of having fun with it? Are you kind of telling this
nigga to fuck up?
He's
attractive. He's witty. He's charming.
Yes. All that.
I mean, he's not Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's like.
DiCaprio?
He's not Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, sorry,
put some respect on my nigga's name.
I've been sipping, man.
Please put a cut just on
sipping,
that.
I've been sipping.
Just post
yeah,
that.
Yeah, editor. Oh, wait.
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Yeah,
got
please
you.
Do that.
So just get back to the imagery.
Okay, let's get
back to it.
So I'm back.
He's not famous, but he's your type. Mm. You know, I don't want to make him famous because then all rules.
What is my type, though? Whatever your type is. Oh, okay. So
Bailey's
he's
so
attractive.
Good at
that. So he's attractive.
I
can
know.
He's
attractive. Right?
No, no, no. You revert the conversation like the. I could never. Like,
I can
argue
go for
with
hours.
Let's go. Let's get this.
No, I can go for
I know you
hours
can.
With
I know
you
guys.
It's like, what's my type? Okay, then fine.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
grinding
okay,
up
so
on me.
Right
okay.
She's doing it right now.
Okay.
She's trying to distract us. What would you do? All right,
so I'm thinking of him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how long am I with my real boyfriend?
Does it matter?
No. It does.
It does
yes,
not
it does.
Matter.
Apparently it matters. Listen
yes,
to her.
Yes, it does.
She's answering.
I guess that's
she's
true.
Her question is answering the question that we're asking. So this is what I'm getting from you asking that question. It matters.
Like, what
how
if he
long,
has a week?
Hang on,
yeah,
Bailey.
What
hang
if
on,
he's
Bailey.
Like
this
a
is
week?
Very
let's
important
say year.
For
let's
the
say
listeners.
Year.
For the listeners
Thank
and
you.
Watchers.
Yeah. 1 year.
It matters how long. I didn't know this. I'm learning right now.
Yeah,
it matters
true.
How
I
long
agree with that.
You're dating that particular.
If you just started dating somebody.
Listen to this.
Your
pay attention. It matters she's how long she's been dating
not
this
dating.
Guy. It matters. Just because you're boyfriend and girlfriend and the next day, you know, you guys been dating for 1 day. Okay, well, we're dating, so it's the same
that's
as us dating for a year.
Okay.
That is not the case, apparently. It
that's,
matters how long
okay,
you've been
dating. That's
not
that's
interesting.
That,
1 year. 1 year. Let's move
okay.
on.
Let's say wait,
okay.
1 year. 1 year.
No, because that's interesting. This is the data point.
Okay,
1 year.
So how long
1 year.
Have I been dating
1 year.
My
1 year.
My you, my boyfriend.
Yeah, 1 year.
365 days.
1 year.
She's like not listening to y'all.
I know.
And a half or,
oh,
or
one,
what?
Just 1 year. Just 1 year.
We'll do different okay. scenarios at each year.
So
1 year and a half
1 year.
From now.
How old am I? How old am I?
Your age. Your age. You. This is you. This
what?
Is you.
Yo, you're pissing Albert.
You guys.
How many variables?
No, listen.
Like,
really?
Listen. Hurry up.
No, listen. You need to know I'm an actress, okay?
Okay, put yourself
so I'm
there.
Putting the scenario in my head. How old am I?
You. This is you. You're exactly you.
Your current self. Your current self. You've been with this nigga for a year.
We're not having you stretch. We're just trying
we're
to
not
push
say
you.
You at 70.
Yeah.
I
we're not saying
something.
Think of this crazy scenario. Bailey, we're trying to put you in a realistic scenario.
He's your type. You've been with the dude for a year. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You currently, right now, what's your move in that situation?
And this guy is just like freaking flaming hot. He's my type, right?
Blazing.
Okay, so
fuego.
So okay, so flirting, talking, and then what's the next move?
Yeah, like what are you?
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Are you gonna entertain it? How far do you take this?
Which is cool.
You tell me if he tries. What would a guy do? Like
no. Your boyfriend is not there. Yeah. Are you gonna entertain this dude? He coming at you. He coming at you with mad like.
Bailey, close your eyes. Close your eyes, Bailey. Cliff. So you were if you're in this scenario, you know we don't have to make it weird, but what would you do to kind of escalate things?
Yeah, dance.
What would you kind of do to? What would you kind of do to escalate? What would you kind of do? What would you do to close your eyes? Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
What would you do to escalate this?
wait, hold on.
This is a serious question. Because every dude has their cycle. No, close your eyes. Every dude has their cycle, right?
Okay.
You're vibing with the shorty.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do next to kind of escalate to that next level?
With a shorty.
You're gonna ask her to dance. You're gonna grab a drink. You're gonna just kind of like take her to your place.
Easy.
No. Are you answering or me?
No.
He asked me a question.
I was again.
Close your eyes. You're in this
scenario. Okay. So I'm gonna keep the conversation going, especially if she's entertaining it, right?
Of course.
So if she's showing like some type of like, you know, is she opening up for sure? I'm like, hey, yo, let's grab some drinks. You know what I'm saying? From the drinks, if I want to dance, if I'm in that mood, we're gonna dance. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna keep that conversation going because I already know she's feeling me. I already know she's vibing, sure. Especially if she, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know what I'm saying? Coming
but I'm
close
an
to
actress.
The night,
what I'm if like, I'm yo, faking it?
I'm gonna be on some real shit. Closer to the night, I'm gonna say, hey, what you got going on after this? You know what I'm saying? Cool.
Simple. So let's escalate it because we already know you're gonna entertain this conversation. Okay. You know you're not tripping. Like
I
you're
know,
having a good time. Your homeboy's not there. So this is your type, right? Just imagine your type. So this your type in your head, whatever that may be. He's saying, hey, you know, like let's go back to my spot. Like you know, let's grab a drink.
All right. Did you hear what I said though? Like in the middle of him, I was like, you know, I'm an actress, right? In real life. So.
Okay.
So. And you're like, he's buying you drinks because you're entertaining him, blah, blah, blah.
That's too easy. If you said I'm an actress, you're real. Oh, that's too easy. I'm going to come back with some shit on your ass.
Confused.
Stop saying.
Oh, like, what?
Like, what I'm saying is like if you're giving me shit to work with, you'll give any man. If you're talking to him, I'm an actress in real life.
Acting.
You're giving them,
so
bullets.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I'm saying?
I can 100% tell you.
That's ammo. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm an actor. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a director. You want to start my new film? Like, come on, stop playing. There's so many things that can
bring
that conversation.
I didn't tell you that.
Giving that call.
Oh, you're saying.
Bailey, I'm going to let you know right now. Okay, so say you're acting like you're into this guy, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I know that's what you're saying.
To get free drinks, right?
I know, listen, but if you were not attracted to this guy, would you pretend like you're interested in this guy?
To get free drinks?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Would you?
If it was me, you wouldn't get no free drinks.
I never buy shorty drinks. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you.
If I at a night out, why?
I'm gonna be real with you.
He's not lying.
Why?
I'm not lying.
Why?
Because that's just not how I
because
roll.
We know how.
But how would you know that I'm acting or if
it
I'm
don't
being
matter.
Real?
It don't matter. You still not gonna get no free drinks from me.
How
if we vibing, we vibing. You gonna
okay,
buy
no,
a drink?
We vibe. If, no, we vibing.
We can go back and forth. You could get me a drink, and I
okay,
and you
no.
get yourself a drink.
This
so
is the one time
we
could
go back
agree
and
on that
on some real
when
shit.
When we're out at a bar, like out partying,
yeah,
I don't buy shorties drinks. But a date is a little different. You know what I'm saying? We differ on that. But going out, because you know why? Because
we
know shorties like you are out
there.
Yeah,
we're hip to this
shit
already. Y'all need
to
come with
some
new tactics. Y'all need to come with some new tactics. We hip to this shit already.
Okay, so you're like,
that's okay.
Oh, close your eyes. You're like, close your eyes, vibe, whatever.
No, I never said nothing like that.
No, not you. Here.
Okay.
The scenario. I did.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. My apologies.
He's like you, low key. Y'all
are you? Are you losing points?
My apologies. Am I? You tell me.
I don't know. Emerald.
Take away another point from this guy.
Yeah. Take away another one. I don't deserve it.
Get him in the negatives.
I will let him have this for a second because I know he's gonna lose another point again. So it's okay. So, okay. Okay. So, like, we be vibing, right?
Okay.
And my boyfriend let me out with my girlfriend.
Yes,
he let you out. I like the way she said that.
I know, right?
Oh my god, is that horrible?
No. Go ahead. Keep going.
Keep going.
No.
Sorry.
Please keep
going.
Please continue. Let's get this done.
Okay. So my boyfriend let me out with my girlfriends, right?
Yes.
And so I'd be vibing with a guy who's actually my type.
Yes.
And I'm digging him too. He's digging me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, can I get you another drink? I'll be like, yeah. Okay, fine.
No drinks.
Nope.
You guys what just do you mean? Good
just because having a good conversation. You're trying to finesse. You already told us.
Yeah, we understand.
After the drink. You bought your drink. You guys
already drinking. Already drinking.
Okay, so already.
You got a tall glass
okay,
already.
So,
yeah, that's it. Move so past
I'm,
it. Next chapter.
Okay, so I'm so drunk and oh my whoa, God. Whoa, whoa, I think.
Now you're taking it to the
no, hang on. No, well, hang on.
All right, hang on.
Listen. Okay, so I'm so drunk and I think you're so hot. You're my type, right?
Interesting.
Oh, we're going back to your place.
That's actually real.
Is that what you're
going to
do?
Hang on. Let it
okay,
hang
okay,
on.
Okay.
You. Okay. That's when you decide yes or no. Mm-hmm. Because you've had a boyfriend of 1 year, right? You said?
Yeah. Yep. 1 year.
Okay. I'm going to say I am a pretty loyal girlfriend.
All right, so check this out.
I'm not convinced.
Let me be the short evil nigga, right? So check this out.
Yeah,
okay. On some real shit, based on what you just said, you going home with that nigga. Number one, you wouldn't entertain that conversation. You would have said straight up from the jump, like, hey, you know what? I got a boyfriend.
What?
I'm out.
Getting in the car, period, is already the...
Bro, it's done. It's done. You're
I'm
done.
I'm not in the car.
It don't matter. You're going to get in the car.
Back to his house. Once you're going back to the house...
Yo, you're done. It's over. You're getting your... Let me be PG. It's over.
I changed the story.
It's over.
Okay, so...
You're not going to entertain it. If you're so faithful, yeah. You're going to be like, yo, I got a boyfriend. Like, bro,
the
like,
realistic
no disrespect.
Scenario.
Like,
all
fall
right,
back.
Fine. Okay, fine. Read it.
Whether that nigga
read
did
it.
Or
no, no,
not.
No. Okay, fine.
Period. Let's examine this.
Read it.
Because the thing is, when you've literally entertained this so far, it's so hard to get all the way there and then just be like, oh, actually, nah.
You'll be like, well,
And also, to be
and
honest.
And then you're going
to
be the same shorty crying on the edge of his
bed,
like,
No.
You're
going to
be that same shorty.
I've been in experiences like that.
And I've had homies that have been in experiences like that. So stop playing with us.
No, I can't.
Keep it 100.
No, listen.
This is the show.
Listen, I didn't know. I didn't know until you said the car. I didn't know.
She didn't know she was in the car. I didn't know she was in the car.
I thought we were.
You're the one that went there?
I didn't know she was in the car.
No, I went.
I really didn't even know she was in the car.
I went until he told me to. He's like, close your eyes. Okay, you vibing. You're
you not
vibing.
In the car.
Okay, remember?
Y'all
remember?
Right then.
You're like,
yeah, no,
you're
I
like, close your
I
eyes.
I didn't know she was in the car. I don't remember.
No, who said that?
I don't know. He said the car.
You, yeah, no. No more drinks for him. What the fuck
check this out.
Okay, yeah, let me say something. Let me say something.
Oh, go ahead.
So this is the thing. Well, one, you already putting yourself, Bailey, listen. You're already putting yourself in a, and this isn't just you. I'm just trying to get your attention. Girls that have boyfriends that are going out to a club or a bar late night without their niggas, they already know what the pretext is.
Facts.
Right. Let's not get it twisted, bro.
Stop playing.
I have talked to a girl, you know, we didn't go all the way because, you know, I'm
Christian,
you know what I'm saying?
Points.
But like, she had a photo of her and her boyfriend. She had a photo of her.
Point.
No, this isn't
Why
for
you giving
you.
Him
she
points?
She had a photo
he
of her and her boyfriend
so many
on her
points.
Lock screen. She was trying to hide that from
so
me.
So many.
And I was
so
like,
so many, way
and,
more
and
than
you know
have,
how many.
But you,
you know
got
how
a lot.
Hey Bailey, you know how long I've like reflected on that moment and reflected on that night.
Wait, is this
like,
real life?
This is real life. This happened to me.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So
okay.
Reflected, being like, dang, like she had this thing on her screen. Like nothing is safe. Like no one is safe. None of these shorties is safe. But you know what? She wasn't safe to begin with because she decided to go out.
Why do you think they're short? You say shorties.
To a bar.
Why are you?
Shorties, like
yo.
That's very white of you to say.
I love white people,
laughing? Bailey. That is the whitest thing
I've
ever seen.
Like, you're gonna break that one off too.
You
oh
pinched
my God.
Me.
I'm not allowed to.
It's you guys are cute.
She gave me points. She can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I get points for that?
Oh,
5 million.
Jesus.
But you
I'm
get
winning.
A million for yes. saying, okay, so
I don't know what I said. What
the
I say?
Whole point is what you're trying to say is you're shorty, even though.
Shorty.
You're shoddy. Do I say shoddy?
Shoddy
is shoddy.
We're gonna get copyright.
Shoddy is like a melody.
So we're gonna get copyright. Strike.
All right.
All right. So shoddy. I know him too. Hey.
Where you going?
Don't walk away.
Wait. What?
Yes. Yeah, you're off camera. Bailey's wild and she's drinking first drinks after turning 21.
Wait, no, wait, hell no.
I will definitely tell you all that right, I'm 18 years old.
So, Bailey,
I want my nail listen. Back. I don't know what's
under there. So I think it's a little off the rails
right here.
So,
can Bailey, we do a shoe cam?
We don't do shoe cams.
Yeah, this is.
You do tonight, shoddy.
Yo, this is not American Next Top Model.
Pull the mic up. Pull the mic up. Yeah. All right, so
next question, bro.
Pull the mic up. There's two Bailey. There's two questions that I usually ask people. What do they think of Kanye? What do they think of Trump? There's another one I'm adding to that list. You know why I'm adding to that list? Because people get triggered when they hear the name. It's the new Kanye. It's the new Trump. It's the new controversial figure that gets a reaction. What do you think of Andrew Tate?
Oh, that guy. I can't really speak on.
You know who he is?
No.
You don't know who he is.
Ah.
Oh my like, God. I know who he is, but I'm so glad you spoke. I don't watch
dang it. A lot
of stuff. I'm so glad you spoke first.
I
don't
know you had that reaction.
I didn't know you didn't know.
I know. I was like,
all right, next question then.
You know who Andrew Tate is?
I know who he is. Do I watch a lot of his stuff? No, I've seen clips that you sent me, a couple of my other homies sent me, but I don't watch him like actively. And I do agree with a lot of stuff that he say. I can't say everything because I don't watch all this shit.
Yeah. You know, you asked me about him last time I was on. And I didn't know anything about him, and I was just like, some of his stuff's kind of stupid, but he's actually grown on me a little bit.
Yeah, he grows on you.
I don't think I agree with a lot of the things that he says, and I don't agree with mm-hmm. a lot of things that he does, but you know, he like you could tell he put a lot of thought into the things that he says.
Yeah,
for sure. And he has a strategy.
Next question.
I mean, I don't really have another like a ton of other questions. Bailey, do you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Oh my God, we have tons. Are you joking?
All right, what's up?
About everything that we said.
I kind of want to rewind to the.
I know. I think there's a lot more meat on that bone.
Because I don't know. Which one?
The guy coming up to you in a bar, yeah. And then you have a boyfriend that's at home.
I don't. I think she already answered, but she didn't explicitly.
Bailey,
okay, so
I feel like you were trying to cover something up, man. Like you were trying to make it seem.
We don't
got
to get her to admit that.
Let me get this.
Real ones actually.
But it's better when they admit it.
I mean, she can do what she wants. She's our guest.
You can do what
we gotta
you
treat
want.
Her right. We gotta treat her right.
I don't think I'm not treating you wrong, Bailey.
No,
I thought you said baby. No.
God damn, baby.
Shoddy, baby.
He's taking this whole scenario very, very seriously.
I know.
Oh my God.
That was stupid.
So no, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Same scenario. You guys have been dating for 3 years. What are you doing?
Oh, 3 years. Oh my God.
You're not even entertaining him.
I would not even be in a club, honestly.
Wow.
And to be honest, if I was single right now, I wouldn't be in a club either.
Well, I have a question for you.
You're completely destroying the frame.
No, this is a good conversation.
Bailey, what's the difference between being in a relationship with that same dude for 1 year and then 3 years? What's the difference for you?
Very good question.
It's more commitment.
More commitment?
Yes.
What dictates commitment?
Time. Is time,
it
time? Obviously.
Does it really?
Obviously.
Does it really?
Commitment? In her life.
Okay.
She's telling you the truth. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just
can you pass me the bottle? I'm gonna need a drink for this conversation.
Yeah, me too, because I don't have a ring. So time. I'm like a maybe ring.
All right, so what if it's 1 year versus you're in a relationship with this guy for 1 month? Would that change the
1 month
decisions?
Would,
in which
1 month
make that,
is like
that
yes. Doesn't even matter, huh?
You know what? Yes,
that's really interesting.
I am going.
You'd
to.
You'd be much more open in the 1 month scenario.
I will. Yes, I'm
I
telling
think that's
the
fair.
Truth.
You
yes.
know, for me,
guys are binary. That's why. Once we're dating a girl, okay, this is my girl. That's it. It doesn't change over time.
That's
over
what I'm saying.
1 month?
Like, with girls,
this,
it's
this,
like
one
emotional.
Month?
Like
1 month.
Well, we're dating, but we've only been dating for a month.
That's retarded.
But we've only been dating for 4 months.
No, but
we've
the first
only
month.
No.
For a year.
It's
okay,
early.
We've been dating for 3 years.
No.
It doesn't matter if
it's
early
you're
or late.
Still trying to figure it out. Because
no.
The thing is, like, what if you go to a gym?
Well, then figure it
for
out.
Dudes?
What if you
no.
go to a gym for like
you
a month?
You fucking another shorty
no.
or you fucking
dudes?
Another nigga.
3 years over 1 month?
Things will change. You don't know that situation.
I understand that.
But you made a commitment being boyfriend and girlfriend. Guys are logical. We understand the boundaries. We say, okay, this is the frame that we've created. You're my shorty. What does that mean? I'm not going to cheat on you. You're not going to cheat on me. For girls, it's like, well, asterisk, it's been a month. We're dating, asterisk, it's been 6 months. We're dating. Once a dude is dating a girl, he's dating a girl.
But
whether
that's
he's going
to
cheat or
it's,
not.
It's not like you can't change your mind. It's like
of
you're not.
You can break up with
the
shorty?
Exactly.
Of course.
Break up.
Yeah, right. Which is fair. I agree with that.
So, okay. So 1 month is not actually being together. That's like dating.
It's interesting.
This is the girl's mind.
What?
Let her talk.
I want her to talk, okay. But I'm just confused.
Oh my God. Let me.
Please talk. I love this.
The mic works.
I'd love this.
What are you doing? Don't break it, please.
Now you good. It works.
Try to pull it closer.
You're fine. I got you. I turned it up.
So I know what it looks like, but.
You can be comfortable, shouty.
I know what it looks like, but it ain't
shoddy. Oh my God, I'm actually tall.
Thank you for putting that down. But we don't want to cover your face. Oh. It's your moneymaker, right?
Oh, is it? Is it the best part? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so.
You forgot what we were talking about. Okay, yeah.
1 month.
Yeah, that's like early, huh, for you?
1 month.
Hey, will you be my girlfriend? It's been a month. From a guy saying, will you be my girlfriend? And you said yes.
Can I actually?
Say whatever you want.
Okay.
It's a free platform.
So, fuck. I mean.
You can curse.
Yeah, you can curse.
Okay.
I know kids watching this.
All right. So, okay. So, I can say that every boyfriend who I've ever been with, who has asked me to be their girlfriend, I've been their girlfriend. And within 2 weeks,
you cheated.
No,
but you've been
they you, broke up with you.
You got with them within 2 weeks.
No,
she said, she said no.
Yeah. Or they wanted you to be their girlfriend within two weeks.
Within 2 weeks, and it's weird because every boyfriend,
okay,
it's like a biological clock. It's weird because within 2 weeks, every boyfriend who was a serious boyfriend,
okay,
has said, I love you.
Oh, no, dude. I can't do this.
Wait.
Yeah.
I can't, not the host. All right, guys. Our host has left the building. Stop this, please.
I'm sick of girls saying this, man.
I'm fed up. No,
how many, how many guys said that to you?
How many? Realistically.
So realistically, okay. So realistically,
no, like act like actually, not realistically. Like this is we're talking about your life. Like yeah, you don't gotta be like
well, realistically is actually no.
Yeah, it really is.
I would say okay. So my very first boyfriend.
No, how many? How
just,
many
just
has
give
said?
Us numbers. We don't gotta just, go through
just a number.
Lane.
How many? Three.
Okay.
I could believe
that. Every single one sounds like more than 10.
Yeah, it does. It does.
more than 10.
You said every single one.
You said every single one like.
It did sound like a lot.
Travis,
no,
Marcus,
No. I promise.
All black niggas. Marcus doesn't have to be black.
Hey, all the Marcus I know black.
You only know niggas. You don't know any white people.
I'm not even gonna laugh with you guys.
Why not?
No.
Relax.
Wait, why not? It wasn't funny? He was making a joke about me.
Real.
It's for real, like the three guys?
Yeah, I understand.
We're not saying you're lying about that. We believe the three guys. We believe that. We do. We honestly believe that.
Wait, so do you think it's because of something that you did that made them fall in love with you? Is it like...
Yeah, it's my face. I'm just kidding.
You're humble.
Or you think guys are like that in general?
I have no idea. It's very ironic that that has happened. And so I don't know why. I don't...
When was the last time that happened?
I don't...
Close your eyes. Why do you go close my eyes so much?
He wants you to visualize.
I'm just kidding, it's more real that way.
Okay, so my first two relationships, I can say this. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
If you don't want to share it, don't share.
Yeah.
No, it's sharing. Okay.
Okay, cool.
I'll share.
I'm not cutting shit out.
It's okay. I'll share. I don't care. I'm raw. I'm truthful. Like, whatever. Like, if you want to ask me questions, that's cool. And, yeah, my phone keeps vibrating. That's not me.
That's so rude. That's a horrible production.
That's horrible production.
He can wait.
You should know better than to check your phone. You know better, baby.
Go ahead.
You mean they?
You know better, baby. Hurry up.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, every boyfriend that I've actually have had... that was a serious boyfriend.
It was only three, right?
The three that said I love you within the first month or 2 weeks.
Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. 2 weeks.
Okay. Yes. My bad for cutting you off. Go ahead.
About 2 weeks, they told me that they love me in about 2 weeks.
Did you reciprocate? Put your phone away.
No, really? I did it. I did. Okay, cool. I shut it off.
Did you reciprocate? Did you reply? What'd you say?
Yeah.
I love you too. Don't lie.
Or thank you. Oh my gosh, I don't remember. Oh. I think, okay, the first one, definitely yes. I was like, oh my God. I was with him for 6 years. Wow. My first boyfriend. Okay. 6 years. From 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
It's a kind of puppy love.
I think, yeah, right? Yeah. Like, right?
Yeah, that's the right.
So, gosh. Oh, I'm.
So that one doesn't count. Let's throw that out there.
Throw him out the window.
What about the next two?
Totally got over him. The second one was a bad guy. Bad guy, prison.
Was he black?
And he was a white guy.
Okay.
Prison white guy?
I'm saying it's not impossible.
You guys laugh. I don't.
We get it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all laugh. I don't.
It's the juxtaposition of where these guys are from.
It doesn't matter.
We're laughing at something different, but
we're not laughing at him going to prison.
We're not laughing at him.
We're laughing at the context in which black people are usually more incarcerated than white people.
Yes.
Right. So whatever. It's just hilarious. Yeah, yeah. It's ironic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And what about the third guy?
Yeah, what about the third
guy? So
I've been in jail, like, trust me.
Okay, third guy. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, you've been in jail.
Juvenile hall, nigga. Calm down.
Calm down. All right. So the guy that I'm with now.
You've been in jail and captured the flag?
And this is a really funny story.
Now, you're with him now.
Yeah. What?
You have a boyfriend?
Like, you didn't have a boyfriend earlier.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I literally heard you say that. Well, you said, if I had a boyfriend, that means you don't have a boyfriend.
No, she said if you don't know if I have a boyfriend. Like, she left it out.
Get that right, Shoddy.
Take away some points, Bailey.
Anyways,
trying to be mysterious and shit.
Points. Okay,
go ahead. Go on.
So, okay. So, the boyfriend that I'm currently with, okay.
How long have you guys been together?
It's been about 2.5 years, almost 3 years.
So you're in the safe zone.
Okay, so you wouldn't cheat on him.
No.
He's safe.
You would.
Say that again to the camera.
Ooh, he's safe.
He's safe.
One more time.
Are you sure he's safe?
Ooh, he's safe.
Are you sure
he's an actor.
Safe?
Cut.
Are you sure he's safe?
Yeah.
How sure are you?
Because I'm a very loyal. I'm a good
girl. But it's not 3 years, though.
Based on the time frame.
After a year, you're loyal.
Hold on, but it ain't 3 years,
put me back in the club. Let's get popping.
So it's 2 years, then you become loyal. But 1 year is iffy.
No. It doesn't matter on time. It depends on the person.
It matters on time.
It depends on the person.
You're saying it matters on time.
You
you're
did
saying
say
if you
time.
Dated this nigga for a year. Okay,
but I want to tell a funny story, you guys are...
All right, let her finish.
So the third person who said, I love you, I thought was going to be... It was 2 weeks in. I was in a relationship with him, right? And we were in the grocery store, and he's like, oh my gosh, I love y'all who's...
What?
I did not hear you.
No, you heard her. It just didn't make sense.
Right. Well, I thought she said something. I just didn't hear her correctly.
Right?
No, but okay.
We heard. Right? Just, right?
That's okay. We wouldn't listen, if you know what I mean.
That's what
did
I
you
thought.
Say, okay. Okay, go ahead.
That's
go
what
ahead.
I thought, too. Finish.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're in the grocery store, and he goes, oh, I love Yahoos. And I turn around.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I turn around, and I'm like,
Kohl's?
What?
Yahoos.
Yahoo's.
And he's like, Yahoo's. You know the drink? Yeah. Yahoo's. And I'm like, oh. Yeah. Okay. Like, and that,
that was the third guy.
That, yes, and that was the 2 week mark.
But he didn't say he loved that, you.
Mm-mm.
He said
he was
Yahoos.
He was talking about the drinks. So we were in the grocery store.
But how does that count as you though?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. That's that I was like, I was
so
like,
he wasn't
wait.
The third guy then because he didn't actually say it.
Okay. Do you
I'm not following?
Wait, here. Is there a third? Okay, him.
Yeah, we're not following him right now.
I thought he said, "I love you, hoes." Like, I love you.
I thought
I love you, hoes. Yeah, I love you, hoes. Like the drink.
Is that milk drink? I don't.
Okay, so
even
he didn't
know
say I love you. He said, "I love Yahoos." The drink.
And I thought, and
so he never said it.
I thought he did.
So he doesn't count.
I know. So that doesn't count.
I know. I know. It doesn't Bailey. Count. Bailey. I know. Gosh. It doesn't count. I thought
all right, switch the subject.
That's like saying you got $3, right, but you really got $2. Like,
all right,
come
fine.
On.
What?
You take a $1, throwing it at the top, trying to.
I thought there was going to be a big payoff right, on fine. This like story.
Just,
all right. Hey, you know when them niggas be, they'll fold the money in half. They're like, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Really?
Like, he said, come on, Bailey. What? Come on.
But I was good. So no, but I was so
good at sales.
But I was so used to the 2 week quick. Period. I was so used to the 2 week period.
After two?
So you was waiting on this thing.
Wait, so were you, yes. were you disappointed that he didn't actually say
and
I love you?
And then when I turned around
maybe I didn't stop watching.
when I turned around, he goes Yahoos.
Oh, and it caught your eye. You're
the
like,
drink. God. And
it's
I'm
a
like,
Yoo-hoo, isn't it?
I don't know what
you.
I think it's you. Right?
Nah, that's different. Nah, that's the right? That's the Yahoo commercial back
the
in the
Yahoo.
Day. Yahoo.com.
Yeah, Yoo-hoo's the chocolate
that's
drink.
That's not
Yoo-hoo's
the same.
It's like a chocolate milk.
That's Yoo-hoo.
Okay, Yoo. That, yeah, Yoo-hoo yes. And Yahoo yes. Is not the same.
So
maybe he was actually trying to say it, but he was too big.
I don't know. I don't know. But I turned around and I was like,
you're heartbroken.
What?
She had what? That stopwatch.
And he
on.
Goes, Yahoos.
Just in time.
Yahoos.
Oh my God.
I thought you like went to your throat.
And
like,
that's it.
And I'm like, oh.
I have a question for you, baby. This is a serious question because I have fears of dating actresses because I feel like they can just.
Oh my God,
be
I can
fake
help you
fuck.
So much with that.
No, I'm just fuck that. I'm out the game. But listen.
No, I can.
I feel like. It's hard, like it's easier for actresses to like pretend like they like you, to pretend like they're into you. Because for me, I try to go off of girls' vibes, right, Bailey? You know, I try to go off of girls' vibes, but like girls that are actresses, they're good at like knowing how they're behaving, knowing how they're coming off, and they can kind of use that to their advantage and manipulate them, manipulate guys. Is that a fair fear, or do you think it's not that big of a deal, or like what do you think on that?
I think that's fair for you, definitely.
It's not very comforting, but it's okay.
I'm so
just keep it real. I love.
I'm
it.
So sorry.
Well, do they even need to be an actress in order for them to do that?
That's true. The girls are good. Like women are good actresses in general. In like general. Don't pretend like they're into nigga. Just right. For
you
or
know
they
just
what?
Want the attention. Those play.
You know
for
what?
As long as they need.
You guys have to know. So we're psychopaths.
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
they
we
are.
Knew that.
That's comforting.
I've met the actress that I've known the clo- that I've been
it's
the closest
comforting,
with.
Right? Right. I'm so sorry, but I believe. Okay, so when you're like, okay, so when you're with a shoddy, you're like when you're shoddy. Am I saying all right, a shoddy?
Yeah,
correct pronunciation.
Or shoddy.
You don't gotta put the twang on.
I'm saying
it. Like,
yeah, you definitely
natural,
gotta put the twang.
It's
like
shorty.
When you with the shoddy,
you don't gotta shorty.
When you with the
shoddy,
you're
not Tyra Banks.
When
you
shoddy,
you know what Tyra Banks trying to be like.
I am better than Tyra Banks. Come on, let's go. Okay, so when you with a shoddy. Right?
Am
okay.
I gonna leave like, for the third time?
That's how
nigga,
he
sit
it.
Your ass
I can't
down.
Can't do this
dude.
Right now. Okay,
sit your
Bailey.
Ass
okay,
down.
So he's
when you're with the shorty.
How often do you leave okay. For an interview, nigga? Okay. Stop, nigga. Sit
so
down.
When you're with them for thus long, that depends.
Thus long.
Thus.
The,
thus or thus?
Oh my God, do you not know my lingo?
It's Shakespearean. It's like old English. You also
old English. Hear ye, shout it. Okay, wait, okay. When you
it's with F. Wait, this hang on, hang on, hang on. Okay, hang on. We've been there for four when score. You, hang on, hang on.
When four you, score and 10 niggas ago. When you with the shouty thus long. Right? When you with the shawty, thus long.
Okay.
Thus long.
Sounds like she's... No. Thus long. Long.
What did you say? You know what I was thinking
about? Right, go on, please. Carry on. You just reminded me of something, but please continue.
Finish your point, and then we're going to wrap it up, dude. I can't.
When you with the shawty, thus long, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Thong long? Nigga, shut up.
That's long. You've been with a shorty.
Let when thus you... Long. Okay, thus. So...
Usually when you say thus, you're supposed to get this. Oh my God,
bring it home. Right, let's bring it home. Okay, so you've been with a shorty for thus long. What's the next... What's the payoff here?
I was off camera. Hang on.
Yeah, what's the payoff?
So, ask the question again.
You were with a shorty for thus long, and then...
No, ask the question.
I forgot, honestly. Oh, like actresses. Like, yeah. Are they trustworthy?
Okay, like I said, when you with a shorty thus long, like you said before, like 3 years, okay? Yeah.
Then it's real.
Compared to like a month in the club, it's different, right?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, of course.
So it depends. Especially. I would say it depends how long you've been with them, and
because girls can only act for a year, and then after that year, they actually probably have to like you. I think that's what I'm. That's where my brain is going. I think that's fair, honestly. Think about that.
Coming because from the actresses
that I've met that are serial daters, they run through niggas quick because they're like, okay, I can't act like I like this nigga anymore.
But there's levels, man. There's you indie know, films.
No,
and
is that fair? Bailey?
No, yes.
Is anything I'm saying weird?
This is fair. This is short fair.
Films, indie films, like there's levels to it though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Just actresses, like they just gotta, they're good at capping.
Okay.
I think enough time anyway. I mean, the thing is, it's look at fair. Stockholm Syndrome. Like you become sympathetic with your captors, right? So like even enough time, like you're gonna have like some type of feeling towards that person.
That's fair.
No matter how
on one
them.
Side, but that's when they on one side, but he's talking about the other. Talking about
duration of time.
Yeah, duration. Yeah, he's talking about duration.
No, that's what I'm saying. So then, I think I think girls subconsciously, actresses especially, like the ones that I've been putting on a fucking fake face to date this nigga, like they'll sense, okay, I'm actually starting to like this guy. Like I don't want to like this guy. I gotta be focused on my career. Let me break up and self sabotage this relationship. That's what I think.
What do you have to give to them?
Oh, I'll be right back. Let me get my Uno reverse.
Please do. Hurry up. This is perfect. Huh? I don't know why he didn't have
it. What do you explain the Uno reverse card concept?
So he's basically reversing it.
I shouldn't drink Marcus Madre.
You said what?
You shouldn't have what?
What?
Oh, are we still on camera?
Yes.
Okay, bam. All right, here we go.
Uno reverse card. Good. Anyone that flips the conversation.
Right. Then you're good.
So what does that mean
exactly? Deserve, anyone that flips a conversation.
Yeah.
Like
he just switched it on.
They flip, they reverse it. They flip the combo. They get a Uno reverse card. Anyone can get it, but Bailey got it this time. Here you go, Bailey. Congratulations. I know you've gotten many awards. This is the most prestigious.
Wait, what? Yeah,
you got reversed.
What did...
Uno reverse, baby. This is iconic.
Rodeo Queen has dropped significantly in your...
You lost seven
You can't
points.
Keep it, though. We
lost.
Yeah, you lost 7 points.
Maybe eventually we'll give it to the guests. But...
Wait. Shall I cue the camera?
Here comes the reverse queen.
This thing is stupid.
Wait. Okay,
that's it.
You can wait, I lost?
No, you got the reverse card. So next time, you can actually hand it out if you want. If you see someone try to reverse the conversation.
Oh.
If you see someone, like, say you ask us a question, and I'm like, well, what about you? Why didn't you? Then you can give me that.
So what's that supposed to be like? That person's being invasive about it?
Like, exactly. Like, in an invasive tone. Like, I gave it to Cliff last time because I forget what he said. But
I don't remember.
We were talking about, like, what would you do if a shorty did this?
Then no, you're good.
Why do I have to shy, do that? What do girls do in that situation? And I'd be like, you try to reverse that.
So, ask her the question again so she can remember.
I forgot,
remember.
Honestly.
So she can reverse it again?
No, she can't reverse it again, actually.
Because
You can't reverse it. No, she just randomly reversed it.
Yeah, she's like, well, what are you bringing to the
table? If he asks a question, she has to ask. She can't reverse it.
Wait, did I bring it?
When you take a hard right and reverse the combo heavy. Oh, she's really holding it like a sash. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Oh, no, that would be like this then.
There you go. Uno reverse. That's clean.
All right, go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, she asked me a question. Okay. But let's stay like on sash. Let's stay on topic. Let's Please stay on do. Topic.
Yes.
So, have we done that?
No, we haven't.
We tried to.
Pop two nails.
You popped two. So.
You popped two nails. All
right. My question, I guess, like, I'm very interested in the dating market with actresses relative to normal girls. I think that's a very interesting, because I'm trying to figure out whether one is worse than the other. I know that one's worse than the other, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Do you think that how often do you think girls like leverage their, you know, looks, leverage their sexuality to get ahead from your perspective? Because you've been a producer, you've been in the industry, so you have personal experience with that. Like, is it as often as we hear, or is it just like the things that come out?
From the day they were born, stop it. But please answer this. But please answer.
Is that what you say?
But please answer.
Really?
Let me ask you a question. Really?
You can put that down if you want. I mean, you can
sorry. I'm like, I appreciate it. I'm ready. I'm
like, this is going to probably make noise.
Go ahead and answer that question, please. If you can.
Say it again. Just answer.
All right,
hang on.
How often?
Wrap it up.
Hold up.
Just after this, how often does women leverage their looks in the marketplace? I feel
especially with acting, like in your industry. You can only speak on your industry.
Yeah, just speak on your industry, but it goes across the board. But please speak on your industry. Go ahead. We're listening.
Pull the mic up. Thank you.
How often do they leverage the looks and everything else? All the time.
Go for it. No.
Wrap it up, Cliff. Wrap it up.
Are you going to answer?
She's not going to answer it. This is his question. Did you not hear it?
Oh, no. Okay. No, he's
asking the question.
Look at me.
Hang on. Let me put my
This is going to be the last question of the night.
She's lit.
I know. This is going to be the last question
of
the
night. Oh, my God. You guys are going to be mean.
No, we're not. If you don't want to answer this, we can wrap it up. It's fine. Bailey.
No, you're lit. The thing is, like, you know, we want to make sure that you're okay. And you can actually, like, answer the question and provide value to the audience.
Yes, I can.
Okay, so ask the question again, Cliff.
So the question is, like,
Hang on. I'm just...
You can't listen and adjust.
So right, anyway...
Go.
You ready?
The question is super simple. How often you feel like women leverage their looks, you know what I'm saying, in the marketplace?
In your industry.
In your industry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, being an actress and a model.
Mm-hmm.
Producer.
And a producer, mm-hmm. rodeo queen.
How often do you think...
Beauty queen...
How often do you think they would leverage their looks?
Sorry, I hold a lot of
we know
hats. I know.
Snapbacks.
Yeah. So, women, it's all in their mindset, honestly. So, if they think that they're very powerful, then they will destroy men.
So,
I can tell you that.
Okay.
They can destroy men.
In what way?
Okay. But what I can say is I've held many hats. I wear a lot of hats. I'm a director. I'm a producer. I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. I'm even a casting agent. I'm a scout location.
Casting coach?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Let her finish.
No, Cliff. Finish, please.
Yeah.
Said that way too loud.
No, I wear a lot of hats, even coming from like even scouting the location where we're going to film.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like from director to being an actress in the film. I can say I wear a lot of hats and I'm true to my word. I can say that.
How do women destroy men in the industry? You mm-hmm. said that earlier.
You did, yeah.
Can you be more specific?
They can. They absolutely can. So,
can you describe a few ways that they do that?
Yeah, how so and why?
Yeah.
So many questions. Yeah. Okay. So yes, I would definitely say the word power. Power, right? Mm-hmm. If you're somebody coming to somebody who's looking for a location scout, right? Mm-hmm. That's the itty bitty petite little person on set, okay. Right? But you can still get that person because you're on set and you're part of this production and, oh, I'm the location scouter, okay? Or I'm the producer. Imagine that.
So you think that you can say power in their title? How do they, is that what you're saying? They have power within their title?
I would say that, yes.
So how do they use power within their title to destroy men?
Okay. Because that's what you mentioned earlier. So say I just said I was a location scouter. Okay. Now. Okay.
Okay.
I'm the producer of the show.
Yeah, we got the title part. But what are you doing after having that title? What do you do to destroy these men? Because you mentioned earlier, like what
it's they're destroying not me. Men. It's not right. me. It's
what do you women. See out there? What do you see other women doing to destroy
if
men
I, with their okay, title? So if I say, okay, I'm the producer of this show.
Yeah.
Okay, you as a man.
Yeah.
You as a human being.
Okay.
I should say.
Okay.
Not even as a man.
Okay.
You could be a woman.
I'm not, but okay.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But imagine I said that and you're like, oh my gosh. Okay, so she's up here then compared to down here. She's a location scout.
Okay.
Do you get that? She's a location scout compared to a producer who's up here. And then she has power and authority.
You're saying power corrupts, essentially.
She has power and authority over casting.
Okay.
Over casting.
And location.
Over location, over anything.
Is that what the woman is thinking or the man is thinking? Because it kind of sounds like you're describing like the man being kind of like, you know, insecure that she has more power than him.
No, I'm just describing the aspect of the job, not of the female or the male.
Okay, so all right, one more time. So basically, what we're trying to find out is how does women use their looks to leverage their power, and also how are they destroying men within your industry? Like what steps are they taking to actively destroy these men?
Okay.
What steps are they taking?
Okay.
I think... from my experience with production, I have experience with production just like you. You're essentially saying because someone's a producer, and the whole dynamic of sets and like people's different titles is like extremely inappropriate. Like it's already just a toxic environment. Mm-hmm. But because of just the abuse inherently, even on the surface level, let alone things that happen privately... You're saying essentially because of the power dynamic of different places of authority on set, inherently people abuse that power because of the rank that they hold within that organization, that production.
Whether that woman set. Or man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming on, Bailey. It was fun. It was cool. You know, I think we made some waves. It was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Send us off, Cliff.
Yeah. It was definitely interesting. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming through to Yoel's. And you already know Clifton's podcast. I was just playing with you,
Yoel. I hate you.
But I'm messing with you. But thank you guys so much for coming through. We love you. Go ahead and subscribe, like, comment, show us some love. We appreciate it. One love. Bless.
Peace.